Bass Pro Tour is back in action, headed this week. Really quick, caught me off guard, Lake Sinclair. They start on June 24th, Saturday. You need to get your fantasy fishing picks in. A couple extra days to get your predictor picks in, but don't wait. Hurry over. Let's do that right now. And if you're like me and you almost got caught off guard, make sure you subscribe, hit the bell notification, and then my videos will make sure that you also don't miss getting your fantasy fishing videos in. If you're doing really well and you're in the chance for some prizes, that's all great. But let's talk about Cayuga. Cayuga was a strange event. I feel like MLF, Bass Pro Tour, kind of reeling. Want to get this St. Clair tournament started. Kind of want to sweep that under the rug. That kind of was a train wreck with the multiple fish being caught and multiple people, smallies being caught over and over again, off the bed. I kind of brought that up. I kind of saw that coming if you watched my last fantasy fishing video. I don't know. Wasn't a good look for the BPT. Love to hear what you guys think in the comments of how that BPT event went down and your thoughts on how many of those big bass got caught day after day after day by multiple anglers, sometimes multiple times by the same angler. There was some shady stuff with hooks being unhooked by the side of the boat before the official could see whether it was hooked in the mouth. A lot of things that weren't a great look. It'll be interesting to see what MLF BPT does and whether they drop the hammer and come down and actually dole out some real punishments, or is it just going to be another 10-minute in the box type Boyd Duckett situation? Either way, not a great week for BPT, but let's look forward. Let's hope for a smash fest on Lake St. Clair. Betting should be pretty much done there. We should be seeing just a good catch fest, probably a lot of live sonar. So if you guys are front-facing sonar live scope haters, get your hate on for this St. Clair tournament, because that's probably what it's going to be all about. Weather-wise, 10-day forecast, pretty moderate winds, maybe a few chance for storms. It looks like they're going to have a pretty good 10-day stretch for this event, so no major concerns as far as they can fish the Lake St. Clair, the Detroit River, St. Clair River, and Michigan waters of Erie. There's some official terms on that. Minimum scoreable bass is 1 pound, 12 ounce. Again, why not 2 pounds? We're going to Lake St. Clair. It's a five fish. I mean, is somebody really going to have less than 10 pounds? And if they do, does it matter? I don't know. Wish they'd bring back some of those two and a half, 3 pound minimums. 112 is just kind of a weenie weight on some of these power fisheries. Same thing they did at Cayuga. But smallmouth anglers, natural lake smallmouth anglers, front-facing sonar experts, that's what you want for your team. Let's take a quick look at the leaderboard. I'm not doing so great. In the top 1,000, I'm not sure how many people are actually playing. About 400 pounds out, 350, something like that. If we look at the Beat Hellebass League, you can still join. I will put links and codes down in the description below if you want that. I actually had a pretty good event at Cayuga. Overall, top 45, also about 300 pounds. Benjamin Bunting in the lead with just two events left. After this, they take like the whole month of July off, and then we have an August tournament on Saginaw Bay. So a bit of a breather, at least for the BPT fancy fishing after this. If you want to get in on some of the prizes and join the Beat Hellebass, you still can if you think you can catch them. But up for grabs, $25 gift cards for Super K Jigs. Thanks for them for supporting the contest and the MLF fancy fishing. If you can't wait and you want to score yourself some handmade, poured in Wisconsin, hand-tied, super sweet swim jigs, code Hellebass15. Link in the description of the website. Super good jigs. Hook yourself up. Do yourself a favor. Catch some big bass. Let's make some picks, and then we'll do the predictor after that. Group A, I'm going to go Matt Becker, northern guy. Pretty good with front-facing sonar. I think he'll be good here. Michael Neal has done very well here in the past. Spencer Shuffield seems to understand smallmouth and front-facing sonar. He's won on Thousand Islands. Should translate here. JVD. Can't go wrong with JVD on St. Clair. And then for my below 40, I'm going Cody Meyer. Plenty of experience here back in the FLW days. Should translate. Should do very well here on St. Clair. Group B, we're going to take Dakota Ebert. I think he's been taking time off. He's got some invitational tournaments. Should be locked and loaded here. Edwin Evers, I'm pretty sure, has won Elite Series event here. I'm pretty sure. Jacob Wheeler, got to pick him everywhere. Justin Lucas, spinning rod, smallmouth specialist. And then my below 40 pick, we're going with Shin to win, Shin Fukai. Let's look at the leaderboard in the predictor game and then do those BPD predictor picks. Overall leaderboard, I've fallen more than 7 points back. I pretty much have no chance. Jimmy B, Jeff C, and a few others doing really well in the overall leaderboard in the Beat Hellebass predictor game. A little closer, also 7 points back. Kenny has 20 points. Doug right there. James, several of you can still catch Kenny or Doug with just two events left. let's see what kind of fun questions they have in the predictor game for us. Let's make sure you hit the show more button. Which General Tire pro staffer will finish the highest? Bum, 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 bum. I'm going Edwin Evers, even though Ott's in the AOI hunt. So which 2021 top 10 from St. Clair will do best here? I'm going to go Evina. Coming off a win, momentum. What will be the total weight last angler in the total cut line during the knockout round? So that's when, after the two qualifying rounds, the top 40 fish, what will be the person that finishes 10th? What weight will they have? I don't think they'll quite hit 20, but I think that fifth, they might hit 20, but I think it'll be just under 20, be like 18, 19 pounds. Bait used to catch the biggest bass. Ooh, I'm probably going to say soft plastic. Could be a crankbait. Could be a jerkbait. Could be a swim bait. But if it's a small, like, boot-tail swim bait, I think that would be a soft plastic. Total bass, 5 pounds or more in the five bass limits of the knockout and champion. So we got 40 anglers plus 10, 2 days. It's going to be quite a few. Let's just go for it. How many anglers recorded 1 day total weight of five bass limit of 60 miles or more during the championship round? I haven't been looking back at these. This is probably like 9 or 10 again. I wouldn't be surprised if all 10 had more than... Yeah, we're going to go 10. All 10, more than 16 pounds on the five. If